Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Frien. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolik. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolik. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Rosboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik fires to first and picks off Carew. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Matchick moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Quilici. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolik is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for John Roseboro. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Luck now catching. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields it and throws to second for the out. Euler moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look takes first base on ball 4. Quilici moves to second. Pat Dobson now pitching. Ron Clark pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Clark. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Quilici moves to third. Look moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quilici scores. Look scores. Reese moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Twins, 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Rich Reese now playing first base. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Norm Cash. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing first base. Ted Belander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belander is 0-for-3 in the game. Belander strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. There goes Wirt. The throw from Look to Carew, and back to Reese, who tags Wirt out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Look hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Tovar moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.